We're doing in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. We're up to letter number 1656. And this is dated the 23rd day of Sivan, Chav Gimel Sivan, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is sending this letter to the leadership, the Anhola, of the Tomchet Mimim in Montreal. Hashem Aleim Yichu. We're sending them. Sholem Uvracha. So the Rebbe said, I was with pleasantness that I received your letter from the 20th of Iyar about your writing, about the celebration, the closing celebration of the yearly collection that they do, their Magbit. And also that they chose a working group for the years Tavshin Yud Beis, Tavshin Yud Gimel for the following year. So the Rebbe says, when I was on the Tzion, on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles over here, I mentioned all these names of the people who are part of this working group I mentioned them for a blessing, for success in their public and private matters. I also attaching here a letter that I sent to this group, and self-understood reason, it's in English, so that they can, I mean, those are the groups that were actually involved, you know, the people in helping the yeshiva. May Hashem succeed you and this working group that is the involved in your holy work. You should have success both spiritually and physically. What does that mean? That the situation of the yeshiva should be fitting to the wishes of the one who found it and who leads it, which is my father-in-law, the Rebbe, so that there shall be no holdbacks or problems financially. There should be no opposition, and even not those problems or blocks and obscures that each person individually has for their physical, their body, and their physical, the animal soul, and your natural intellect. I guess sometimes the person, his own intellect changes, and therefore it doesn't, what did I do here?
I don't know.
Okay, 1 second. Hold on. He's making them a bracha over here. The Rebbe is saying they should have no obstacles, not even obstacles or deterrences that come from your own self. Sometimes your natural intellect provides an obstacle too, because it doesn't make sense to you. So it becomes like a limitation for you to be able to achieve this greatest success over here. So let Hashem grant us, the Rebbe blesses, each one and one of us, to fulfill our mission in this world from plentiful, both bodily and soul, with blessing of success physically and spiritually in your general and your individual matters. And the Rebbe said, the letter of the 15th of Sivan I received, and as you requested, it was responded by telephone. Now the Rebbe ends over here and he says, for sure, you're interesting yourself with the proper enthusiasm to utilize the vacation to the greatest measure. Because the students are free from learning secular study, so therefore you are able to use that time to engrave into their mind and their heart all the matters that are connected to Limudei Kodesh, the holy studies, with more force. Rebbe wants to make sure to remind them to take sure that to to utilize the summer months to increase in the level of Torah and Lamud HaKodesh.